If I was the one, I would have continued what I was doing. And of course, later on, he returns to work in the church in a different capacity. I can't remember now. But by that time, do you understand? He was doing it now like, the church needs my skill. And it is our church. Do you understand? So let me go and donate my skill. Because, I'm putting my own words now, I was created for good works. The first time he did that, all right, because as a Christian, you must be doing something for God. Then he realized that it's not like that. That I've been accepted in Christ Jesus. My righteousness is by faith in Christ Jesus. When he accepted that, he realized what he was doing was unnecessary. Remember that wrote us a message? He said he used to give like this. Because he thought that's how you prosper. He said, but after hearing me preach, he found out that it was not necessary, so he stopped. Why did he write the message, the letter? He said, now I'm about to start again. This time, I don't know whether I get that. He said, this time I am doing this because I want to do it. This time I'm doing it with liberty. This time I am doing this because I know that it's not with compulsion. I just know that this work has to be done. That's why he wrote us a mail. That please, I would like to be contributing to the work of Kingdom World Ministries. That's why I tell pastors, don't be afraid. That is the same person who preached it, was a fellow, this man is writing to. That now that we understand truth, and we can give with liberty, why can't we give to your ministry? It's not under compulsion. Say now what I am doing because I am free. I'm adding my own words. I'm free to serve God. I am free. Let's take money as an example. So this is how I live my life. God has helped me. I'm not very good with arithmetic when it comes to giving. I just give. I don't know whether I get my point. Yesterday, my wife and I were discussing, and I gave her a rundown of what our involvement in our alumni fellowship for one weekend cost us. 3 days. You know, it was very funny. That our convention is funny. I was joking with my wife. I said, this is the only church I get to. We don't take offerings. That's what I mean, a church now. It's not a church. It's our alumni fellowship. We have a convention. We had a total of, like, different sessions, 8 sessions, not an offering one time. Nobody even remembers. All right, let's share the grace. Okay, let's sing our song. Just like that, and we'll disperse. All right, we'll gather again by 7 o'clock. Nobody remembers. We blew 6 million naira that weekend. 6 million bucks. During the business meeting, we were discussing. And we said, all right, the largest single offering we got this time around 700,000. About 2 people gave 500,000 naira each. Many people gave 250. That was how we blew 6 million bucks one weekend. We stayed in the best hotel in Benin. Took more than 90 rooms. And we don't ask questions. Once you just walk in, all right, you're welcome. Put your name there. Okay, they give you your room. Where you go? Food is, you know what I mean? You fall down with food. You know that kind of thing. And I'm always excited. How much do people give? Nobody checks. I am the president. I only know the amount of money 2 people give. My family and one other brother who told me, sir, I'm going to pay my own. This is how much I'm paying. And I said, God bless you. Why? He was the one I told you last year, give 100,000. I told him that's very stupid. Can you remember? So this time around, he reported himself early. He said, sir, I'm about to go to the bank. So I have repented. I said, good. Those are the only 2 people I'm aware of what they gave. It was when we were doing what we call business meeting. I'm the president, okay? So that was when the people invited. I said, okay, how much? I just how much is the highest amount of donation we got? Somebody, okay, 700,000. 700, okay, very good. I didn't ask them who. It's only 2 people that can tell you. They are the ones that are secret to the account. They are the ones that know what comes in. They are the ones that can tell you who put that money in. And when you get the guy who put the money, probably was wearing a t-shirt throughout and jumping all around. You will never suspect. And he doesn't want to preach. If you give him a microphone, you're embarrassing him. My job is drop pay. I come with the zone. Bam, heavy. All right? You guys with the premium, I go premium, I enjoy. Listen, it's a beautiful life. It's a beautiful life. Nobody's under pressure from anywhere. Without pressure, guys are doing. You are getting my point. That's what I want you to understand in Christianity. We were created for what? Good works. It irritates me when somebody comes to tell me, you owe God 10%. When you see those who are serving God, there are things you don't discuss. You see those who are serving God. Elena, where's your first fruit? I've eaten it. What's your problem? Am I not a priest of God? Why can't I eat it? Deborah will come after you. I'm waiting. Deborah will come. In fact, Deborah, they respect. Are you getting my point? Deborah will say, oh, that guy, you go near, you will repay sevenfold. Just leave him. Leave him. Listen, what am I emphasizing? In Christ, we have a kind of liberty that if you walk into, you know serving God is sweet. Believe me, serving God is sweet. Serving God is sweet. I said to you before, Christian, when people talk about, if you talk like this, Christians won't give. I said, you don't know Christians. If you talk like this, Muslims won't give. I agree. If you talk like this, unbelievers won't give. But Christians, no, you are lying. And you liberate them. You know what they call the Spirit of Christ? Let me tell you what the Spirit of Christ is. He gives his life. So when God pours his Spirit into somebody, you liberate the person. He will give his life for a good cause. Why do we do these things? We are not doing them because we want to feel righteous before God. God has helped me from learning his word. I can't remember. Maybe it happened 15, maybe 30 years ago, 20 years ago, maybe it happened, that I did something and it gave me assurance to pray when I'm going to pray. No. 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 And what I mean is this. Sweetheart, how far? Have you given that money? Now let's go and pray for that. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to ask you, meanwhile, deep inside. God, you see, we don't sail to that side. We don't close the Vora. We don't open windows of heaven. We are just asking you now, you know, to use the windows that are open. You know, when I hear pastors preach some doctrines, I'll start laughing. One man said, if you are in a church and you are not tithing, every offering you give is in the seed, is in the field of another man. That with your tithe, you buy land. And then with your offering, you sow on it. So if you don't tithe and you give offering, you are sowing somebody else's land. And then they will now reap your harvest. I feel like telling the guy, say, do you believe what you are saying? Or you're generally Baba? Because there are things you hear. You know this guy is cracking jokes. This guy is cracking jokes. He said, what do I mean? I'm just like, take a Bible. Say, show me. We have to have a reference. Yeah? Show me. Show me where you see land is bought with tithe and offering is what we plant on it. Or concoct all kinds of stories because we don't understand liberty in Christ. We Christians, we are doers of good works by nature. The way we breathe is the same way we do good works. I can't remember going to God and saying, you will do this for me because I have done this. No. No. How do we get our things from God? We make demand based upon the word, which is ours because Jesus paid for it. So instead of saying that for everything that I've done for other people's children, God will bless my children. Is that a nonsense? What do? We look for the scripture that says, mark the righteous man, his seed will be mighty on the earth. Jesus paid to make that scripture your own. So you gather your children and say, listen, you are the children of the righteous, therefore you will be mighty, mighty, mighty in the name of Jesus. Nothing, you're not relating to what you did for other people's children. Other people's children doing is called the doing of good works. You were created to do it. Whether you have children or not, you do it. As for your own children, their greatness is based upon the fact that the word of God said, as a man, as a woman that has been made righteous in Christ Jesus, your seed must be mighty on the earth. And I like that word, seed does not only apply to children, it applies to everything that you do. Anything that you do, it applies to it. You start a business, it must be mighty on the earth. Listen, so stop getting content with I have a shop somewhere, I'm happy. When you get back to work, get back to your business on Monday, speak to it. You are my seed. You will be mighty on the earth. Like I always say, Dangote is not a spirit. There's nothing like immaculate conception of Dangote. Have you ever heard of it before? Normal human being. I have realized something. I'm not joking about it. You want to be great in this life? Go and read the story of Jabez. Listen, though your beginning be small, amen, your latter end will greatly increase.
Amen.
He said, were you not small in your own eyes? Yet I made you. God is the one that makes people. And he can make anybody. He said, God rules in the affairs of men. And he sets over it the lowliest of men. He said, he gives the kingdom to whosoever he chooses. Someone was telling me today, one of my friends was telling me jokes about our current president. When he sends a joke, I said, did this really happen? He said, yes. I said, President said this. He said, yes. I said, all right. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. You remember what I preached on Tuesday? Because some things you say, I said, our president said this. I said, let's pray for you for wisdom in the name of Jesus. The guy said, amen. You know what I'm trying to say? He could not have, the way the man talks, he could not have schemed to be president. It's not possible. It's not possible. Well, God, you know, the person who will be president in 2015, you know God has decided today. He has decided.
Amen.
God is the one that makes people. That's what I'm going to emphasize. Why did I go into that? We make our demands based on the word of God. Every good work is done because we were created to do them. That's what I'm emphasizing. Every good work that we do is done not because we are trying to get something from God. That's what I've been trying to emphasize. We do them because who else will do them? Very important. I said, who else will do them? If you don't do it, nobody's going to do it. It's your duty, and so the thing will not be done. So I'm going to do it because it's my duty. If I don't train my children, and my wife doesn't train them, who will train them? So forget all this adding that they'll take care of you tomorrow. No, 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 no. It is my duty today. I was created to do these good works. Listen to me. As Christians, that is your attitude. Let me say one more time before I read the other scripture I want to read. You are not doing anything because with it, God will now say, okay, well done, good and faithful servant. Let me now bless you. No. You do good works because you were created. You are accepted in Christ. The reason why God accepts you, the reason why God blesses you, is because indeed you are a child of God and you have said, I believe in your son, Jesus Christ. That's it. Galatians chapter 2. I said we should open to the other one, right? Christ, the final truth, is the end to all our struggles. Christ Jesus. Galatians chapter 2. I want to read a long portion and explain something, then we'll close. I think we'll be done. We'll be done. Paul here was in a an angry mode. That is, he was really angry. And why was he angry? Because having preached the gospel to the Galatians, and the Galatians haven't believed, some people came and said to them, except you are circumcised and you obey the laws of Moses, you will not be pleasing to God. And that's why Paul was responding angrily. And then try to explain something. Now, let me pick up from somewhere. Verse 15. This is what I said you will understand as I go on. I'm going to try and draw the parallel between Judaism and, you know, generally, the what I call the times before. I want to draw a parallel between that, okay, and the African mindset, you know. I would explain as I'm going on. He said, we were Jews, verse 15, by nature, and not sinners from among the Gentiles. Nevertheless, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, But through faith in Christ Jesus, even we have believed in Christ Jesus, because we know that our own works, that's what I'm talking about, not just the works of the Lord, but the works of goodness that people talk about, all right? That's the parallel I'm telling you about. For us, the law was not the laws of Moses, but the laws of goodness that people understand about life. He said, we know that one is not justified by those things. For that reason, we have believed in Christ Jesus. So we may be justified by faith in Christ Jesus, in Christ, and not by the works of the law or the works of our own goodness. Since by the works of the law, no flesh should be justified. And I said, but if we are seeking to be justified in Christ, we ourselves have also been found sinners. Is Christ then a minister of sin? What he was saying is, listen to this. That's why I said I need to explain. And it'll be easy because I've explained it before. What they were saying is that, having been justified by faith in Christ, you still need to keep these laws of Moses to really be justified. So what he's saying is that, what that means is that our justification in Christ has only made us sinners. For us to be needing something else to justify us again. That's what he was trying to explain. And that's one thing I'm trying to emphasize to people. If you need to do good works, as an example, to get prosperity from God, then you have not been fully justified in Christ. That's what Paul was saying. That's what he was saying. Now, listen to this. He said, is Christ then a minister of sin? He said, may it never be. Now, talking about Judaism, for if I rebuild what I have once destroyed, I prove myself to be a transgressor. For through the law, I die to the law so that I might live to God. Now, where I'm going is verse 20. Then we'll go into chapter 3 so as to wrap everything together. He said, I have been crucified with Christ. That is, in Christ, I died to all the law. And it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. That's the summary, that's the main thing we are talking about in our message for today. He said, I do not nullify the grace of God. For if righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died needlessly. Just continue reading. You foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified? This is the only thing I want to find out from you. Now please follow this again. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by hearing with faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun by the Spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh? Now let me stop there. Now there's a reason why I read this. He said that everything you receive from God, you receive not by your works, but by what? Hearing with faith. Now, when I was reading this, I asked myself, what is hearing with faith? It's not a difficult thing. Let me give a very simple example. If I tell an average Nigerian now, let's organize a conference. Where would the conference be? It's going to be in Maiduguri. This is 2014. May 2014. You are already laughing. You are not laughing loud, but I can see your faces. You are laughing. What's funny? Are you getting my point? Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Of course, for those who may be listening to this, they don't understand. Maiduguri is the capital city of Borno State. That used to be the headquarters of Boko Haram until we cast them out by faith. Are you getting my point? Most of the problems those people have caused in Nigeria, they've caused in that place. Most of their problems are in that place. That state was under emergency rule until recently. And people are still saying they should extend the emergency rule. Most people ran away from there. The place is desolate. Are you getting my point? The question is, how do you know all of this? You did not go there. That's where I'm going. Somebody told you about it. And you are making your decisions based on news you heard. You didn't go there. 90% of people here don't have any relative that was living there. Have you noticed? You probably never seen any picture of problems in Maiduguri. Think about it. Quickly. All the pictures you see is Abuja. Think about it quickly. Yet, I just suggested, let's have a conference in Maiduguri. Like, Pastor, what's wrong with Port Harcourt? Is it in Northern Conference? Okay, it's Northern Conference. Okay, maybe we should just let's go to Otisco. You are beginning to rearrange. Why? You heard news. Are you getting my point?
Yeah.
That is what is called hearing with faith.
Yeah.
You heard something, you accepted it, and you are shaping your life according to what you heard. So in the same manner, I say to you simply, it's also news from the word of God. There are no curses in your life.
Amen.
You are free. And somebody said, all right, we'll go for deliverance. You say, why? Mm-hmm. Are you getting my point?
Yes, sir.
It's just, why? What are you talking about? No deliverance. Deliverance is for those who have not been freed in Christ. How do you know you are free? Ah, were you not there when the news was being read? Are you seeing what they call hearing with faith?
Yes, sir.
It's that simple. It's that simple. It is that simple. So Paul said, that is how you receive the Spirit. That is how you receive divine manifestations. That is how you receive divine blessings. God simply says it, you hear it, and you just nod. And that's it. You don't, you see, for example, before Boko Haram wa Allah started, I wasn't going to Maiduguri. Are you getting my point? I have never been there. So I am not going to go there now to try and prove that it's happening. I don't know whether I get the point. I heard it, I filed it. When it comes to prayer, we pray about it. We pray with, look, what if tomorrow you suddenly hear that there was no school, there's no town called Chibok, no girls were kidnapped. I don't know whether you get my point. You're like, who said that nonsense joke? Are you getting my point? Well, not knowing any of the girls, not knowing the town, you have been praying. You raise prayer points. Those 200 girls that are missing, in the name of Jesus. It's called hearing with faith. You heard it, you accepted it. And that's how God blesses you too. He said, this is your own news network, the scriptures. Are you getting my point? This is DNN. You know there's CNN, Calamity News Network. This is the divine news network. Telling you the stories of things that happened to you in the realm of the spirit. You were not a traveler into the realm of the spirit before. So you are not going there now to let me confirm what that really happened. I believe the report of those who were there. And they said it happened like that. It's called hearing with faith. So, are you a sinner? No, I'm not a sinner. What do you mean you're not a sinner? Are you sure? Well, I was in the news. I was watching the news yesterday. And in DNN, it was stated that righteousness is by faith. And that if I believe in Christ Jesus, I have been made righteous. All things are passed away. I have been accepted in the beloved. I can come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Were you not there when the news was being read? So I said, yes, I can't be. I heard the news. And I go about my life. I filed it. Are you getting my point? It is filed. It is filed. It is filed. It is filed. He said, let's do something now so that we will prosper. He said, what? What do you mean we should do something to prosper? We need to sow a dangerous seed. He said, bros. Where were you when the news was being read yesterday? That even though he was rich, for your sake he became poor, that you, through his poverty, might be made rich. Where were you during the news broadcast? So what are you going to do? I have filed it. So now I know that the poverty of my earthly father is not my problem. Are you sure? Don't you pay attention to news? That this one was born, not of the will of flesh, but of the will of God. And if anyone is in Christ, he's a newly born creature. So the problem of my earthly father, it's not my problem. Because I was not born according to the will of flesh. The life I now live, this is how I live it. Oh, that's what it means by I live by the faith of the Son of God. Everything about me is described by what Jesus paid for. Say, so what about your firstborn? He said, Jesus is the firstborn. I've been redeemed in him. He said, God owns your time. He said, why don't you listen to news? He died for all, so that those who live will no longer live for themselves. God owns everything I have. 100%. It's news. What about all the money you have? Oh, what's wrong with this guy? I don't have money. The money belongs to God. I am an administrator. I release the funds according to understanding, according to instruction. That's how we went for my convention. My brother and I, when we were talking later, he said, you know, you must understand. That's why once in a while people suggest that let's get other people involved, you know, that kind of thing. There are many people, but you see that it's some people you will see more than the others. And I tell the people, I say, I don't believe in that. I said, each person has a gift. When you identify your gift, you will function in the appropriate place. I said, in this our convention, there are preachers. Not all of us are preachers. When it's preaching time, I give the microphone only to preachers. In the same manner, when it is giving time, the giving preachers, they know. We started a foundation. They are working on it now. And one brother said, one brother was saying that time that, we started discussing, I gave you some of the gist here, about they say universities are expensive. Even when I said that mission universities, are they costly? This man of God. I said, look, stop talking out of ignorance. I'm not discussing it now, but let me just tell those of you who do not know. Mission universities in Nigeria are not expensive, they are cheap. Education is expensive. What those men charge is less than what it costs to run that place. Trust me. Just for those who do not know, when my brother and I talked, three of us spoke like I did. It happened that one of those who spoke is an accountant in one of those universities, so he knows the figures. The other one is a professor of law in an American university, so he knows how it runs. And I happen to be a lecturer also in UNM. So when we spoke, I said, these are informed people. Anyway, that's not what I'm talking about now. We said, instead of shouting and criticizing, what we should be doing is raising money to help people. I said, over the years, God has blessed us. So, brethren, what do? Let us start a foundation by which we give money to those who want to go to school, but they can't pay. Instead of sitting down and money for expensive, anyway, you don't know how much it costs. Covenant University is cheap. Federal government doesn't pay their staff. Yet, they are not charging double. They are just charging about double of what UNILAG charges. Where is money coming from? I work for federal government. Federal government pays the money straight from Abuja, phew, into my account. My VC does not have to worry about my salary. In Covenant University, the money has to come from somewhere. There's no federal government giving them money. Be careful when you criticize. Don't be an ignorant person. Talk about things you don't understand. You've never run the nursery school. You are telling people how to run university. Well, I run nursery school first, then we'll go gist. I don't want to go into that, but this is why I'm telling the story. So we now said, all right, what do we do as children of God? Let us pull money together and start helping people. So we're putting the structure in place now. One of those, the one brother said, what could a million naira do? He said, if we can get 100 people to send 10,000 naira, we'll raise a million. Another brother said, 100 people to raise a million. That's the whole local government. That I want to raise a million, I talk to 100 people. If I would just laugh at ourselves and say, what's this brother talking about? 100 million, 1 million. We talk to 100 people. Are you campaigning for election? We said, no. My wife laughed when she read it. She said, I said, my target is raise 30 million. And I'm talking about 100 people who raise. And listen, I'm not kidding about it. When I want the 30 million, I'm going to get it. Why? Because everybody has a gift. When we finish preaching, those of you that have their financial anointing, what are you talking about? You come, bring your 1 million, your 2 million, your 5 million, and there's no thank you, you know, my brethren. No, the thank you is general. All of you have tried, God bless you all. That is the only, who knows who's who. We don't do, there's no individual thank you. Just say blanket thank you. The only person that gets a lot of thank you personally is me, because I'm president. They say, our president and his ex-co, you know, they keep on writing it like that. But generally, all the thank you is blanket. Why? Each man has an anointing. Each woman has a gift. When it's time to prophesy and see vision, there are those who grab the microphone. The rest of us will be looking at them like this. And as we began to pray, the Lord began to show me. And I saw a cloud lift. And I believe every word of it. Are you getting my point? There's one brother who said his own anointing is to raise money for good causes. He was the one that coordinated that one job I was telling you about. He just started calling people. Hey, you, how much? Give me 500. 500. Is that all you have? Bring it. 500. Okay. You know? He said, I found out that anytime it's time to raise money for a good cause, I only succeed. In fact, he got money from one brother. The other one said, now I know you're anointed. He said, this brother gave you money. He said, yes. He said, no. Now I believe in your ministry. I believe in your ministry. The Lord is good. I said, the Lord is good. Why did I even go into all of that? I'm explaining the fact that the life we now live, we live by what? Faith in the Son of God. We know that our whole lives have been described in the Word of God. We're not trying to attain anything by ourselves. No, it's not our achievement. I like the way Bishop Oyedepo says it. He says it's a receivement. That God has done it in Christ. We hear the news and we just walk by it. Are you getting my point? The issue of long life is news. We hear it and believe it has happened. You know, I've told you before. People, you know, if you get my tweet, I talk about it. I say people worship all the time. It's who they worship that matters. Everybody worships. In the same manner, we all live by news. We do. It's whose news you are living by that's the difference. That's it. The greatest news people live by these days is the confusion that comes out of medical science. When they say sugar is bad for you, nobody eats sugar again. They just file it. Like I told you the other day, I realized that I've been cursing my food for a long time. When you give me food, too much sugar, too much oil, reduce the oil, reduce this one. Why? I heard the news that said this is bad for me and I believed it. So I've rejected it now. I've rejected it now. In case you do not, I've rejected it too. Anything I want to eat now, I eat. It's the word of God. So it is sanctified with prayer and thanksgiving. The fat in the oil is removed with prayer and thanksgiving. Now who says the fat is bad? You know, medical science, they now found out that it's good. They just found out last year that it's good. That we have been deceiving you. No, you see. Better believe the word of God. Though. This is when you're confusing you. They say, no, it's not fat. Now it is sugar. And I said, I don't believe a word of it. What am I talking about? Bible says, do everything in moderation. So with food, we attack food with what? Moderation. But everything is good, nothing to be rejected. It has been sanctified with the word of God and prayer. It's news. I filed it. It's news. No doctor is coming to harass my life. So, Pastor Mark, I thought you're a doctor. Yes, I know my people. They tell lies a lot. Confusion. Never agreed on anything. Most of the medicine they practice is dictated by financial gain of the pharmaceutical companies. Yes, half of the drugs they sell to you don't work. But you know, it works in raising the share price of the company. As for your health, many of you just go and sleep. Listen, drink water. I'm digressing and I don't care. If you are sick, as a child of God, you know what you do? Take water. What did I call it?
Water.
Drink plenty. Eat good quality food in moderation. Pray the word of God. Lay hands on yourself. Take a weekend off and sleep. When you wake up, take a Bible and read. Get some good news for your life. Isaiah chapter 53. Himself took my infirmities and my diseases. By his stripes, I have been made well. I have been healed. But I don't feel well. I'm hearing the news. Let me hear it again. Play that news for me one more time. Then you sleep. So what about typhoid? Typhoid will catch you, it will die. Amen. I don't know what I heard I said. Amen. Currently, you're the one catching typhoid and falling sick. Typhoid is about to catch you and it will die. Meningitis will catch you and die. Amen. When you hear of Ebola virus, don't be alarmed. You are more dangerous than Ebola. Amen. I don't know what I heard what I said. Ebola should hear you are coming to... What was that country again? Yes, Israel. One day we'll carry camera. Why? So that we'll put in the news. Kingdom of people are coming. Why? So that Ebola can hear. He said, let's go before we catch Pastor Banky and Israel. So they are a disease that if we catch, we will die. They bring forth life. I don't know whether you get my point. He said, the gates of hell, the gates of Ebola cannot withstand our coming. We need to go and set a post in that place and be broadcasting the word from there. This is news I'm giving you. All this I'm talking about is what? News. Don't let these people control your life. Make sure it is the word of God that does what? Controls your life. What did I preach about today? Christ lives in you. The life you now live, you live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved you, died for you, and rose again on your behalf. If you believe it, give me an amen.
Amen.
Just wave your hands and just say, Father, I thank you. I received the news from above. Thank God because you're already free. Oh. Say, Lord, I will give money, but not so as to buy anything from you. I'm giving out of abundance. I'm giving out of prosperity. Thank you because you have prospered me already. Say, Lord, thank you because already you have prospered me. I'm not afraid of the devourer. I will devour him in Christ Jesus. Say, because I'm seated high above. Say it, because I am seated high above. Say, Lord, that's the news and I believe it. Isaiah said, whose report will you believe? He said, who has believed his report? He said, to that person, the arm of the Lord will be revealed. It's what you believe. Believe it, you have been made righteous by faith. Believe it, all things are passed away. The sin that they said will hold you down, no, no. Every addiction is broken if you believe the news. Say, every addiction is broken. Every addiction is, every single addiction. Every single addiction is broken. If anybody walked in here today, you have any form of addiction, that word is for you. Just right there, believe in the Son of God, and I declare that thing broken in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That's what it is. It's the news of God breaks everything. Because if anyone is in Christ, you say you are a new creature. All things have passed away. All your problems have passed away. Listen, the problem of your family is not your problem. It is the story they had to tell. Today, you are in Christ Jesus free. Believe that news. He said, we receive the operation of the Spirit by hearing with faith. What is faith? We just hear it and we file it as being true. It's being true. You hear the news from the word of God and you believe it. So say it, Father, I thank you because the news I have from your word is the news of good, the news of deliverance, news of salvation, news of healing. It's mine. I believe it. I believe it. Say it. I believe it.